Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Munchcast is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. This is Munchcast with Cammie Blackstone and Leo Laporte. This is episode 53 for December 14th, 2008. Gingerbread. Munchcast is brought to you by Audible. For your free book and a whole lot more, visit audiblepodcast.com/munchcast. And by liveperson.com. Chat live online with thousands of experts who have the answers that matter. Liveperson.com, a world of experts. And by listeners like you. Thanks so much for your contribution. We couldn't do TWiT without it.
Just for fun, here is a ginger-flavored opening number.
Gingerbread.
Uh-huh.
Crumb picking, lip licking gingerbread. Can't think about rainy weather now. I finally got myself together now. Fresh out of the pan, sweet gingerbread man.
Out of the pan, sweet gingerbread man.
Yeah, it's Munchcast, the show all about the foods we love and the geeks who love them. Ladies and gentlemen, the star of our show, Miss Cammie Blackstone.
I really feel like I should come on down.
It's that music. It's that 70s music, you know? That's from the Sesame Street show, the Muppet Show.
Very John Davidson somehow.
Yeah, he can make the ginger rise. Hi, Cammie. How are you?
I'm good, Leo. And as you know, we are barreling into the Christmas season.
That's a good way to put it.
Lots of people are getting into the gingerbread spirit. Lots of gingerbread everywhere.
I really enjoy gingerbread, come to think of it.
I love gingerbread. And you know what? There's so many variations from the ginger snap to the crisp gingerbread men, to the soft, chewy gingerbread, to like ginger cake. There's just ginger everywhere. Or ginger Marianne.
Also ginger soda, like Verner's.
Ginger beer
is a good flavor. And yet, if you think about it, it's not what you would think of as a good flavor.
Right. It's a spice. I mean, definitely
it's
if
strong.
You take like raw ginger. Woo!
Well, wasabi. Is ginger, not wasabi, the pickled ginger that comes with the sushi.
Oh, right. The pink stuff.
Pink stuff. That's ginger,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's ginger, all
now,
right.
Now, have you ever had a ginger root in your hand and scraped it and tasted it? Because it'll burn your tongue off.
I know.
It's
and
like
how
horseradish.
They got that to turn into some delicious little man with button eyes, I'll never know.
Well, it's...
I will tell you this, though, that gingerbread, there's like history shows that gingerbread actually first came in the Crusades.
Really?
People carried gingerbread, yes.
Did they bring it from faraway lands or?
Far from a land far, far away. however, in the beginning in the 1680s, people were like selling it commercially. And there's a town in England in Shropshire, Market Drayton is the home of gingerbread. And they actually have been selling it since 1793.
So gingerbread is the kind of the cakey thing. I mean, the truth is a gingerbread man is not really made out of gingerbread or he would crumble.
Right.
He's a different kind of gingerbread, more like a ginger snap than a gingerbread.
Exactly. So what we will salute in today's Munchcast will be the, you know, traditional gingerbread men and women, the ginger people that you see this time.
Let's not be sexist.
I know.
I like how you did that.
Yeah. It is quite the versatile
he or
dough.
She.
Or shim.
Or shim.
So, yeah, I mean, there's it's just a very versatile sort of dough.
It is. It's a versatile dough.
As you know, they make, you know, ginger people.
Yes.
And then gingerbread houses.
Yes.
And I don't know if you know where the National Gingerbread House Competition is held each year, but they just wrapped it up. It is in Asheville, North Carolina.
Really?
And if you go to groveparkinn.com, Grove Park Inn. Grove Park Inn is a resort, a historic resort, apparently, that each year has the National Gingerbread House thing. And there, if you take a look at these gingerbread houses.
The National Gingerbread House thing.
You know, competition. Sorry, I was like, all talking.
Whoa, I went there and it really is, it's a, there's a woman getting a massage. I don't quite.
Okay, well, you have to go to Happenings.
Oh.
And it has the their National Gingerbread House competition and display.
Oh, okay. Because clearly the Grove Park Inn is more than just gingerbread.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because there's like a woman in my bed. Oh, okay. Happenings. She's not made of gingerbread, I can tell right now.
No.
So this would be winter, spring, summer, or fall. Winter, right?
I guess, or fall. Experience the enchantment of gingerbread. Contestants across the country bring their architectural masterpieces to the Grove Park Inn.
Wow.
It goes from November 19th to January 11th.
Oh, these are the are works of art.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, and if you go to their slideshow and you see all of the different entries, I mean, it took actual architectural skill to produce these things. I mean, they're amazing.
Yeah, because you know, we've bought the kit, which consists really of just slabs of gingerbread and something gooey made of sugar that you stick them together, and then you put jelly beans on the outside. This ain't that.
No.
This is like where there's a lighthouse, there's a Dickensian, there's teepees, there's an Indian village made out of ginger. Oh, there's Santa's Ark. Many people don't know that Santa, in fact, had two of every kind.
Oh, yeah. This is just amazing.
Jollystone Park.
Oh, but wouldn't you be like so embarrassed if you spent, you know, maybe weeks constructing your Santa's Ark and then you showed up to the Oak Park Inn or whatever this is, the Grove Inn? And someone else also made a Santa's Ark.
Oh, yeah. There can be but one. Look, there's a castle. Wow.
Yeah. Grove Park Inn. I think Asheville, North Carolina may have it down. I don't know. I mean, I know at the St. Francis Hotel in San Francisco, they do a huge gingerbread house. Huge.
Is it, you know, like the hills of San Francisco, or is it just a house?
It's just a house.
Oh, okay.
Although I've not visited it this year yet. We're going tomorrow. But, you know, usually it's just your classic Hansel and Gretel-ish sort of gingerbread house.
Yeah.
I know at the Mall of America in Minnesota, isn't that where that is?
Yeah.
They do a big gingerbread house too, although they kind of cheat because they actually use like beams, metal beams and framing. And, you know, I think that if you're making a gingerbread house, it needs to be entirely gingerbread.
Oh, I would agree with you on that.
Like when you start putting in, you know, floor joys. Whatever they are.
Floyjoy.
I don't know. Whatever those things are that people use to make houses.
No floor joists?
Thank you.
No, there should be no floor joists in your gingerbread house. You could have a stair stringer, but no floor joists.
And you know, a lot of these gingerbread houses are not edible. Like, I don't think the ones at the Oak Park Inn. Grove Park Inn?
I don't think you'd want to eat the, you know.
No, because a lot of people say that when you're making a gingerbread house, in order for it to stay together and for all of, and for the sheen of the jelly beans and gumdrops to really shine, they spray the whole thing with hairspray. So, and they probably use Elmer's glue and not just your
pastry. They're not going to use pastry glue. All right, let's hear from you want to hear the gingerbread man from Shrek?
Sure.
See, to me, this changed my appreciation of all time.
Oh, you know, the Shrek.
Oh, no, not the buttons.
Remember? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Pull off his leg. I love it.
Oh, well, you know, if that kind of floats your boat, Leo, I got to tell you that this morning, you know, I Twittered that I'd be doing gingerbread, and Brian Twittered me back that you should go to this.
Here we go.
Okay.
Let's listen to the fabulous torturing the gingerbread man scene. From Shrek.
You're so sadistic. That's not nice. Very jolly.
That's John Lithgow, right?
Run, run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man.
You're a monk.
monster.
I'm not the monster here. You are. You and the rest of that fairy tale trash poisoning my perfect world. Now tell me, where are the others?
Eat me!
I've tried to be fair to you creatures. Now my patience has reached its end. Tell me, or I'll...
No, not the buttons! Not my gumdrop, the buttons!
A great moment in movie history. No, no, not the buttons! Not my gumdrop buttons! Love that.
Oh,
moment.
My goodness. Classic. Well, you know what, Leo, you got to check out. There's this website called perpetualkid.com. And
that's
they
sell, me. That's yeah, my site.
Is. Actually, you got to check this out. I just sent you a link to it. I emailed it to you. There are these cookie cutters, and they're gingerbread men, but they're in various states of mutilation. So, like, the gingerbread cookie cutter actually has, like, a bite taken out of the leg.
So you actually could make them pre-eaten.
Yeah.
Pre-chewed gingerbread.
ABC cookie cutters for gingerbread
men. That's hysterical. Hey, let's pause for a moment. I can show. This is perpetualkid.com pre-chewed gingerbread man. You have one with a leg bitten off, one with an arm bitten off, and one. Really, that shouldn't be allowed with a head bitten off. Because isn't that really where you start when you're eating a gingerbread man?
Well, some people go, you know, from head to toe. Some people start from the bottom and go up. I mean.
Oh, so where do you start? Where do you start?
I go buttons. Buttons first.
Buttons? No! No, not my buttons! Not my gumdrop buttons!
I go head first. I just dive right in. Same way I eat peeps.
Just take the... Ow. No, I always bite the head off. I don't know why, but I always bite the head off. Same thing with chocolate anything. You know, chocolate bunnies... Well, I'll start with the ears because you can't get to the head on a bunny, but you get the ears, then you get the head.
Okay, now, you know, I don't know how you feel about gingerbread. I wasn't going to go there, but then because you played the Shrek gingerbread.
I love scene. Gingerbread.
Okay, well, let's see here. How am I going to do this? There's these two kids. Well, I guess they're not kids now, but I guess when they did it, they were kids. And they have this website of all about GBM, gingerbread men. And they're gingerbread man.
All about GBM? You're kidding.
No, and they're gingerbread man, and they're horror stories. And in every single story, the gingerbread man is the, you know, culprit. And they, I mean, they just go on and on and on. And it's just incredible. And now I'm terrified.
So it's like gingerbread man, like murder?
Gingerbread man go bad. And so they have victim stories. So there's a vampire ginger, Yanni listening to gingerbread man, the muffin man shop, ginger. I mean, there's just all these short stories about gingerbread men attacking.
Well, in fact, now that I'm searching for this, I'm finding many sites like here's gingerbread men with an attitude.
That's it. And so you go to their stories. That's them.
Oh, this is him.
Yeah, right. Gingerbread man with an attitude. Then you go to GBM gone bad, and it's all these weird stories about gingerbread men who are killing people.
Gingerbread men.
So that's why you just go ahead
really
and bite that
kill.
Head off.
They can't really kill, can they?
Well, I didn't think so until I started reading those stories, and now I'm terrified of them.
Well, all right. It was Christmas Eve, and my mother and I were baking. She had just left to go pick up my father at the airport when I decided to take a break. I was watching TV. When a carrion-like stench wafted into the room. I dashed to the kitchen, and to my horror, a legion of gingerbread men were standing before my stove as more poured out. At first I was confused, but I realized I had stumbled into their cloning tanks. These kids are demented.
I know. It just goes on and on. There's about 25 stories about gingerbread attacks.
That's just weird. And in fact... It is the official winner of Weird Sight of the Month, so there you go.
There you go.
I think Martin Sargent needs to do an investigation of these guys.
I think they
should.
When
ginger snaps. Hey, as long as we're going weird, let's play a little bit of this. This is the Residents. We're a San Francisco kind of...
avant-garde sort of band.
Yeah. And, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago. And this is their song, a little strange, a little weird, a little different. About gingerbread men.
It's the classic.
It is? It's known everywhere? It's a little creepy. They must have the same feeling about gingerbread men as these kids. The Residents. Gingerbread men. In a world gone spicy.
Only one man stands above the rest. This is creepy.
I know. That combined with that website, I'm going to have nightmares.
But I love gingerbread, man. That's not right.
All right. Let's move on to gingerbread homes.
Okay.
We'll go back to gingerbread homes. Away from the ginger people.
Step away from the ginger people.
Now, I was looking through one of these 17,000 mail order catalogs that came in the mail today. And I know that Williams-Sonoma right now has a gingerbread house that you can buy the kit.
Pre-made. Oh, it's a kit.
I believe it's a kit because I can't imagine them shipping it to you pre-made. But I do know this. It's $250. $250.
Wow.
I know.
And I think for a price like that, they should build it for you ahead of time.
Maybe it is pre-built, but it is mail order. So I don't get how they would.
Maybe they can't mail it. Yeah.
Maybe maybe it arrives and then they send people over to build it for you.
A guy should come over from Germany that builds it for you.
Does a little rickrack around it. But you know, if you
it's quite beautiful. But I agree. They have less expensive ones as well.
But that one, that's your high end.
That's your high end. That's your top of the line. That's no gingerbread house. That's a gingerbread manor. That's the personalized gingerbread manor. It's an architectural wonder. As a matter of fact, that's what they say.
Yes,
it's
of course.
It's an architectural wonder. $250. Wait a minute. Let's look here. The doormat can be personalized with a name of up to 8 letters.
Would you make it?
Blackst.
I would make it.
Blackst. It could be Cammy.
Yeah, I guess so.
But that would leave your kids out. Wait a minute. Let me think. Laporte would fit. Laportes would not.
So there.
Well, I guess a gingerbread doormat isn't that big.
Well, you know, you can always go the cheapskate way. And I mean, if you're not going to have the $250 Williams-Sonoma gingerbread McManor, the White Trash Mom website, whitetrashmom.com.
Oh, I
love
her. Does
a great way to make gingerbread houses just using simple graham crackers and a can of frosting.
Yeah, you know.
So you don't
need to make gingerbread.
Just use the graham crackers and a can of frosting and whatever you have, whatever random leftover Halloween candy. And there you go. You're recycling. And if you don't like it to be sweet, you like a little more salty, you could always make a gingerbread house out of saltines.
No, my kids would kind of be a little angry at me if I did that. We would buy the kits when they were little and make them, but the kids would eat them as they made them.
Well, you know, when you buy the kits, it's like, how old is that gingerbread? For God's sakes, it's like, I mean, that's the stuff that to me is like, I mean, I see them, you know, them year after year, and I just can't help but think that's the same exact packaging as last year.
Oh, she calls it a gingerbread trailer, not a gingerbread house.
Yeah, well, it's my trash mom.
And it's not frosting, it's frostin'.
Now, if you want to be a little more artsy, it's a pretty long URL, but if you just Google Frank Lloyd Wright gingerbread house, there's this super cool 60s modern sort of gingerbread house. It's hurleyelbow.typepad.com. I mean, it's this long, long URL.
I'm still typing.
I know. Just Google Frank Lloyd Wright
Hurdy Elbow.
Gingerbread.
Who's Hurdy
Elbow?
Oh, I see. So he did the Roby house. In gingerbread at hurdyelbow.com.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Wow. And that, you know, what's nice is he provides kind of detailed plans for doing it yourself.
And
step-by-step directions.
A Frank Lloyd Wright house would be kind of easy because there's all those flat, you know, see those flat roofs and the neat angles. I mean,
yeah,
most
it'd be pretty
houses
easy.
Are your classic A-frame, but this one wouldn't be too hard.
He said his, too, was destroyed by fire, so.
His gingerbread house?
Yeah. He said it too was destroyed by fire while I was taking pictures. It should have been kept in the safe.
What? How did it? What kind of camera was he using?
I don't know, but I think it looks like he tried to light a fire in the fireplace.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's the thing is people, they work so hard on the gingerbread houses, they start to see them as real. And actually, those appliances don't work.
Very important to remember that. Please, no lighting the fire.
Please. Now, I think I feel like we almost already did Audible because you were reciting those stories from the Gingerbread Men with Attitude
you
website.
You didn't. I mean, this would be enterprising above and beyond the Call of Duty if you actually researched on Audible.com and found a gingerbread related book.
Well, I didn't. Right. No, I should have, though. Why do I feel like there's already like some sort of mystery? I'll do it right now.
No, wait, let's find the gingerbread mystery. This guy, G is for gingerbread. I think there's got to be something like that.
Yeah, there's some crazy suspense book called Gingerbread.
I got some books. I got some books here. Wait a minute. Oh, my gosh. There are a ton of books on Audible. See, this Audible is our sponsor, of course, but also the site that has 51,000 audiobooks. If you love listening to shows like this, you know, you got to get some Audible on your iPod or your iPhone or your Zune or your Kindle or whatever you listen on. And so here's Gingerbread by Rachel Cohn. I think that's probably a kid's books, but I'm not sure. A Gingerbread Christmas by Rabbit Ears. Here, let's play a little bit of that.
Then they saw a newspaper headline.
Okay, that's enough of that. All right, then here's the Gingerbread Man by Larry Carney. Let's see this.
Now this little old man and little old woman.
Kids book.
Okay, Gingerbread Girl.
By Stephen King. You're right. Mayor Winningham narrates this.
Oh, now you know what? Mayor Winningham, I believe, lives in Petaluma or somewhere.
What? Mayor Winningham?
Yeah.
The Mayor Winningham? I kind of had a crush on her.
Well, her brother, I went to college with, and I think that she lived in Sonoma County.
Wow. Well, here is Unabridged, The Gingerbread Girl by Stephen King, narrated by Mayor Winningham.
She needed to explore the limits of her endurance, and she suspected the exploration would be a long one. There was a JUCO with a cinder track not too far from the house where she and Henry had presided over their child's 2 months of life.
Why do I have a bad feeling about that? Why do I think she should stay away from the track, okay?
Away from the track.
Just don't go there. Hey, if you like books, if you like reading, if you like Audible.com, this is the place to go for Gingerbread Girl. They have all the Stephen King stuff. This is actually a brand new Stephen King recording. That's kind of cool.
Does Stephen King do any of his own narration?
He does. On many of them, he does.
Yeah, I'll bet.
When I first came to Audible, that was one of the first things I looked for. I looked for sci-fi and Stephen King. They didn't have much of either. But they really made an effort over the last 8 years. I've been an Audible member since 2001 to really beef up the collection. And now 51,000 books in all categories, almost a complete Stephen King library, a ton of science fiction. You're going to love it. Audible. Go to audiblepodcast.com/munchcast and you can get a free book. That's all. Just, you know, go there, sign up. You'll get a credit toward a free book. But I think this would be a good one. The Gingerbread Girl. Scary and holiday Christmassy.
That's right. And Mayor Winningham. How can you go wrong?
Yep. audiblepodcast.com/munchcast. We thank you so much for their support of The Munchcast Show. Thank you, Audible.
Thank you. We love you.
Have a great Audible Christmas and holidays.
Hey, speaking of Christmas and holidays, I would be remiss if I did not talk about gingerbread-themed beverages. Now, you know, Starbucks every year.
Mm.
Is that with their ginger?
I had the new one.
The Starbucks Ginger Snap Latte? You didn't like that one? It's icky?
Okay, here's the problem.
What?
I loved the last year. What was it? The gingerbread latte.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? I can't remember. It was good last year. It was like gingerbread. Mm-hmm. It had a little ginger spice. Mm-hmm. It was a latte. This year, they're sprinkling these with candied ginger.
Oh.
Don't work.
All right.
maybe it does. Maybe it does if you go to Starbucks and you have a ceramic mug in front of you and the ginger candy's floating in the top and you could scoop it out and eat it. I love ginger candy. Ginger candy's great. Mm-hmm. But if you're getting a to-go cup, and I would bet you 99% of people who go to Starbucks, they're leaving.
Mm-hmm.
They're not there to hang out. By the time you drink the latte, the ginger candy has sunk to the bottom, and you get in the bottom of your cup.
It's just the dregs.
It's denuded ginger because the sugar's all soaked off. It's not good.
Wow. They need to have a ginger candy packet that you can then, when you reach your destination, sprinkle on.
I agree.
Remember when the McDLT did that? When the McDonald's before, like...
Some assembly required. That's bad. That's worse than Williams-Sonoma not doing the whole... That's terrible. I'm not buying a hamburger that I have to put together myself. By the way, flop, right? It bombed.
Oh, it was a horrible flop. But they wanted to keep the lettuce crisp.
Yeah.
That was the way you had to some assembly before.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you ever go to a Red Robin. I don't.
It's a restaurant, right?
Yeah. It's a chain. It's kind of like Applebee's or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever, Lobster. I guess that they have a... reading a...
I love that place. Whatever Lobster. That's great. At the Whatever Lobster, at the Whatever Lobster, we'll give you the surf, you figure out the turf. Whatever!
Okay, the Red Robin.
Yes.
I know the color and the bird.
Yes.
They actually have two holiday-themed cocktails. One is called the Gingerbread Shake, which is a gingerbread-flavored milkshake.
I dig that. That sounds good.
Yeah. And the other one is called the Disgruntled Elf. And the Disgruntled Elf...
I'm gruntled! I am very gruntled! My gruntled's gone!
It combines... I swear to God, I just threw up a little bit in my mouth when I was reading the ingredients.
Okay.
It combines rum? Tequila, gin, and triple sec, Granny Smith apple syrup.
There's no ginger in there. Maybe if they floated a little bit of candied ginger on the top, that would make it the perfect
and
beverage.
And gave it to you in a to-go cup to enjoy
perfect.
Later.
Delicious beverage.
Yeah. I do have another recipe. This is from Semi-Homemade Cooking with Sandra Lee on the Food Network. She has come up with a gingerbread martini.
Ooh.
This actually sounds kind of good. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't actually sound at all like a martini, but I guess because you put it in a shaker, they call it that. But it has 1 ounce vanilla vodka, 1 ounce hazelnut-flavored liqueur, like Frangelico. A half an ounce butterscotch schnapps, ice cubes, 4 ounces ginger beer, dark rum, and then you shake it all around, and then you pour it into a martini glass, and you garnish with a Pepperidge Farm gingerbread man.
Oh, I didn't even know Pepperidge Farm made gingerbread man.
I didn't either. I mean, I know about ginger snaps, but I guess that they make those too.
I made ginger snaps once. That is the best cookie dough. If you want good cookie dough.
Oh, I'll bet it is.
Ginger snap cookie dough is so good. And you know how it gets gingery? At least the recipe I had, it's like, you know, those jars of powdered ginger. We would think that, like, you're not going to use that. You're going to use real ginger. No, you put a jar, you know, like a Spice Island thing of powdered ginger in the dough and mix it around. And that's what makes it. It's so good.
So what is actually in the powdered ginger?
Just ginger that's been powdered. Dried ginger.
Okay.
We're such foodies here in Northern California. You know, well, if you're not going to shave your own ginger root, I don't know what the point is.
No, we go for easy. We go for convenient on Munchcast.
You just dumped a jar of Spice Island dried ginger in that cookie? I can't believe it.
Hey, at least you didn't just smack the little canister of Pillsbury ginger dough against the counter and, you know.
Not my buttons!
Yeah,
I think the Pillsbury Doughboy was kind of the inspiration, don't you think, for the little gingerbread?
Kind of. You're right. You're right. They had sort of the same voice, same movement.
Yeah.
You know what? I have the Pillsbury Doughboy and the girl doll somewhere in my house. I'll have to have them make a special guest appearance.
Here's my question. Is the Michelin Man the gingerbread, the Doughboy grown up?
He could be, or the Marshmallow Man.
Oh, the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
See?
Yeah.
See?
You're right. The Stay Puft, they look like he's like a grown-up Pillsbury Doughboy. Let's just, briefly.
New Pillsbury Funfetti Microwave Cupcakes. Hey, cheer up.
What?
It was a very unfortunate ending.
That was an outtake, I think.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, I just sent you another link, and this is from chow.com.
Wait a minute. I got to hear more Pillsbury Doughboy.
Want a bigger bang out of your next birthday? Funfetti cake and frosting comes with colorful sprinkles you put on.
It's an explosion of color.
Nothing says loving like funfetti.
Woo-hoo! Now, here's a question for you. Who was the voice of the Pillsbury Doughboy? Very famous voice, but you'll never guess.
Mel Blanc?
No.
I'll
give you another. This another.
Jim Nabors?
No.
Jim Nabors?
You're close. You're close. I'll give you a hint. A couple of other things he did. There are no windows and no doors. It's Paul Frees, the voice of the Haunted House. Paul Frees. He was also the voice of Boris Badenoff in Rocky and Bullwinkle.
He was also in, I think, Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah.
I think.
But he had a famously deep voice. But he also did the Pillsbury Doughboy.
He's kind of a hero among voice actors.
Paul Frees is the greatest.
Wow. Hey, you know, you got to check out this chow.com, though, thing. I just sent you the link.
Chow.com.
Munchcast.com. Because they did this story a little while ago of celebrity felon gingerbread people. So they have, like, if you go to it.
I want the Bob H.R. Haldeman gingerbread man.
I was just thinking, you know, now that OJ's going to go to jail again, they could do an OJ one.
Yeah. Does it come with a Bronco and a loaded gun?
It comes with, this particular site has actually a video. You can watch them making the gingerbread Phil Spector.
With the hair?
Yeah.
They also have the Law and Order edition. So this is, okay, so, oh yeah, there it is. That's cute. Martha Stewart, Bobby Brown, Phil Spector, Nicole Richie's the skinny one. Dog the Bounty Hunter. He's got all the tats and, oh wow.
Yeah.
Phil Spector's mine. So you could actually do this yourself.
Yes, of course you can. They tell you how on that little site. And I will definitely post that one because I know that would be, it's a great Christmas gift if you do a personalized ginger person. Like if you give somebody a gingerbread man of themselves.
So you go to chow.com, you can actually download the stencils so that you can cut these out and do it yourself. Mm-hmm. Wow. But I think people would come in your house and say, hey, dude, why does your gingerbread man have an afro? And then you'd have to say, well, that's Phil Spector, man. And they say, what?
It also looks a little like Weird Al, but, you know.
You know how you can tell it's Phil Spector? The Saturday Night Fever wide lapels, open collar shirt look.
Right.
That gives it the Phil Spector.
You know what I was just thinking is because making gingerbread people and gingerbread houses is so hard, I wonder if at liveperson.com, if you could get somebody to kind of coach you to make your own gingerbread home.
I'm thinking you could, come to think of it. Now, I know you've got a Falcon to sell, so if you want to take off.
No, that's okay. We have 3 minutes.
Have they knocked at your door yet, the Falcon buyers?
No, I got to call the guy. I got to call him because he's from Fresno, and I have to tell him how to get here.
Well, you want to call him?
No, it's okay.
He should go to liveperson.com, and he could go there, and he could say, how do I get to Cammie's house? And one of their experts probably knows. Liveperson.com has experts in all phases of computers, programming, counseling. You can talk to a therapist. They do it by the phone, via email, via Skype. It's really cool. Education and tutoring, health and medicine.
They do have baking.
Oh, yes, they do. They have cooking.
Coach you.
You could get all that stuff.
Your gingerbread creativity.
You go to liveperson.com, you find your expert. Their expert. Let's put gingerbread. I wonder if there's a gingerbread expert.
I put gingerbread didn't work, but baking, definitely.
Baking,
I
mean, there's
cookie pros for sure.
I'm getting too granular, if you will, by going to gingerbread. So here's GFCF guru on healthy cooking. Oh, here's the baking cookie expert. You could send her an email.
Here's the culinary pastry and cake decorator.
Oh, that's really good. That's really good.
Scrumptious Sarah, the kitchen witch is in.
And the beauty of this is you can contact them live. You could start for free, get a sense of you know, their expertise, and then you pay by the minute or by the email. It's a real look at all these experts. This is fantastic. It's like having your mom ready and willing on the phone to answer every question if mom could bake.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So
and they probably won't argue with you or make you feel bad.
No. Liveperson.com, a world of experts. It's such a great idea. And you can also join as an expert if you're an expert in something. Need an expert? Go to liveperson.com. We thank them for their support of Munchcast.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Hey, I got a couple of late breaking holiday gift ideas.
Okay.
I know we already did fruitcake as an episode last year.
Yes.
But right now at archiemcphee.com, you can get inflatable fruitcake and you can send it to someone, and it's just a little fruitcake like balloon. And you blow it up, and then it lasts forever.
Wow.
ArchieMcPhee.com also has a whole bunch of really cool bacon.
I love ArchieMcPhee.
I know. And if you go to MrBaconPants.com,
yeah,
they have the ultimate bacon lover's gift guide.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm decorating my own gingerbread woman right now at Facebook.com/Sprint.
Oh, cool. How'd you get to do that?
Well, you just go to facebook.com/sprint, and you too can do it. Wow. They give you all sorts of little candies you can do. She's got a little sideways smile, little orange eyes.
A come hither look.
A come either that or she's drunk. And let's use lemon wedges for her shoes. Okay, there you go. Okay. Spin those right. Spin right. And isn't that cool? This is so cool.
See, and gingerbread never gets old.
And you even have a frosting, like a pastry thing, and you can squirt it on. Look at that. That's good. Can I give her gloves?
Shall I leave you alone so you can finish your
You know what you're going to do? You're going to leave me with a lovely, well, you had a choice, Bobby Sherman or Frankie Avalon.
You know, it's a choice, you know, toss between two idols. I don't know.
Oh, let's go with Frankie Avalon. Ladies and gentlemen, we can watch this in high quality. On YouTube, Frankie Avalon, Gingerbread Time.
You're kind of naughty, but you're naughty and nice. It's gingerbread, 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 gingerbread. You're full of sugar, you're full of spice. You're kind of naughty, but you're naughty and nice. My heart does race each time I'm with you.
Gingerbread, 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 gingerbread. Can we black don't, can we naughty and nice.
All right, everybody, get your naughty and sweet.